It's an absolute honour to welcome my next guest onto the show. His name is Dave Faulkner. He is, of course, the lead singer from Hoodoo Gurus. You know that they need no introduction, but just quickly, the Gurus are celebrating 40 years as a band this year. Hard to believe, 40 years as one of Australia's great rock and roll bands. They've got, well, 9 top 20 albums, 9 top 40 singles, multi-platinum albums across that time. What an absolute pleasure to welcome Dave Faulkner to the show. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Gavin. And make me feel tired hearing that introduction there. Surprisingly feel pretty good from after all that.
you sound very sprightly indeed. I know you've had a big day of interview, so thanks so much for taking the time. Very keen to talk about the new track that the Gurus have just released. Let me just play a quick grab from that now. Dave, tell us about the inspiration behind this song. The film clip is fantastic as well, but we'll get to that in a second. Tell us about Carry On.
Yeah, I wrote it actually at the end of 2019, before COVID came on the scene. It was not even in the eye, whatever you say, you know, the term, a twinkle in the eye.
Yes.
Far from that. But the song's about basically, you know, pushing on against adversity, really, and, you know, maybe the things you do aren't recognized by the people around you, or they might even make your life harder and make your job more difficult. And you just got to do your best and know that that's what you've given it your all, and that's all you can do. So it's about persevering in the face of adversity. And of course, we had a lot of adversity right after I wrote it. And we've all been persevering ourselves, haven't we?
Ever since. Isn't it amazing that art can often predict life? It's like you wrote that just before
incredible.
The pandemic. Amazing.
It's strange. I mean, yeah, and that happens also, you know, sometimes I tell myself things about myself I don't even know, that I know.
Yes.
Like I'll listen to a song that I wrote 5 years ago and say, oh, that's what that was about. You know, because you think you're writing about one thing, but then you realize you reveal more of yourself than you notice, you know, and it's things that teach you about what you're thinking subconsciously.
And as you said, even though Carry On was not written about the pandemic, it was done before then, the video that's just been released, people can jump onto YouTube and check that out. Tell us about the video, because it did reflect the pandemic and some family connections,
yeah,
if you like, that you have.
Well, it's not specifically about the pandemic, though it certainly doesn't stop you reading it that way, because we're happy for people to think about those things as well. Because it's basically a day in the life of a frontline health worker, a nurse. And I have a sister-in-law who's a nurse, and so I'm very, you know, conscious of the way, you know, she has to cope with things at work, and just, you know, not just with patients, but also the administration. You know, there's, everyone has their bugbears, and everyone gets on each other's nerves, and, you know, there's difficulties. And the funny thing is, I thought about doing the video again before the pandemic. I thought it'd be a good thing to, you know, the story fit that idea of someone who's got to just, you know, work through quite trying conditions and do the best work they can under the circumstances. And now, of course, you know, when you do that story, people are all saying, COVID. And it certainly is true. I mean, as we all are very aware, our health workers have been on the front line of where, you know, the pointy end of the COVID pandemic and trying to keep people healthy and unfortunately not always succeeding.
I had Amy Shark on the show a few months ago, and we talked a lot about what music and art in general, be that books or films, whatever it is, what it meant to her during the pandemic, and how much of a comfort music in particular has been to people locked down, going through some, you know, dark times. And we know mental health has been impacted, and I think music has been an absolute saviour for a lot of people. What has it meant to you, Dave Faulkner, not only writing and producing music, but also as a fan, listening to music?
Yeah, well, music for me is a real, you know, gift in the sense that it takes me to another place. And, you know, I can sort of... And because I'm, you know, also a musician, it sort of means that I can kind of half my mind, half my brain gets occupied immediately, you know, like it just locks into it. And, you know, and it just, you know, it's like, I guess some people feel that way when they, you know, go to church or, you know, see their favorite team playing an exciting sporting event.
That's right.
You know, it takes them out of themselves, and you can sort of switch off from your life and you know, into something else. And music does that for me. And of course, the best thing about music is that you can never have too much. You know, you can't overdose on music.
That's right. Exactly.
there's no limit to how much you can have, other than the time to actually sit down and enjoy it. But you know, and there's always new music to discover. You know, there's music from all eras and all styles that if you have the taste and the interest, you can just explore your whole life, finding new music and thrilling artists and incredible, you know, art that will reveal things to yourself about the world or about you, as I say, to yourself. You know, it just music does that. And the other thing about music is, you know, we all think about lyrics and how lyrics are important, but just the actual feeling of melody and that harmony and all those things, it does something to humans. You know, it goes straight through, bypasses the intellect and goes straight to our soul or our heart. And, you know, that is a precious gift, as I say.
And none more so can you explore that incredible catalogue, global historical catalogue of music, than with streaming services these days. I mentioned there that, just quietly, 40 years in music. Reflect for us, if you can, on the differences in finding and discovering new music. You know, you'd head to the CD shop and, you know, rifle through the racks and hand over your hard-earned for one CD at $30
well,
or whatever it used to be.
There's still a lot to be said for having a cool record shop that, you know, where people can actually switch you on to things that you don't know about. Because I do. I get onto YouTube or onto Spotify and I just, you know, follow myself down the rabbit hole. So, you know, and just one thing leads to another. And, you know, I don't trust the things they recommend necessarily because some, you know, pop out all sorts of weird things that don't relate to what you're listening to. But as I say, a cool record shop, you know, someone that knows if you like this one, you might like this one. Or, you know, this just came in and have a listen. That's really valuable too. So we shouldn't forget that. But the ability now to just at your fingertips listen to any music pretty much from any time and anywhere is incredible. What has led to a lot of people, like younger people also, being able to, in a sense, you know, form their own musical education. They don't have to wait to be told by, say, a, you know, radio station or a record company as to what you should listen to this week. You know, they can obviously go into blogs and, you know, and meet other like-minded souls who, again, be the same as a record store, you know, clue you into what you don't know about yet.
Has the pandemic been a creative period for you, Dave?
Not really. I mean, you know, we've managed to make a plus out of it. We've made a new album, which is coming out in a few months. And that kept us sane in the middle of all this nonsense, you know, not being able to play. You know, we, as you say, we've been going for 40 years. I mean, we had 6 years off in the middle of that time.
Yes.
But we've been going since that time as long as we were before it. So that it's kind of weird. It's sort of bisected our whole career now to 6 years we had off in the middle. But we basically, you know, couldn't see each other for several months because of lockdowns and, you know, couldn't be in a room together. So we go on Zoom and say hello occasionally, but that's not a way to rehearse or learn songs. You can't do it. No. You know, I know people do collaborate internationally, you know, over the internet, but for a rock and roll band like us, we need to be in the room together, creating together and feeling each other's contribution. So it wasn't that exciting until we could manage to get, you know, when it was a bit safer and we were able to get back into a rehearsal room and we had some special conditions that worked for us where they wouldn't let anyone else use the room. And so we had it to ourselves so we could feel safe that, you know, we won't be beating some other people's air and all sorts of things like that. But we eventually got the record made and that's kind of been our real, you know, that's been our mental health project actually during all of this. Because it is 2 years basically since, you know, we were able to be free. We were in Cairns only in May this year, so we did get a few gigs in. But it was actually pretty dangerous at the time because they were locking down Sydney.
Absolutely.
And we had to fly up and stay for a week in Cairns because we were worried about not being able to get in. At the time, as it happened, they didn't lock us out anyway. We could have come from Sydney, but we just didn't know. We didn't want to blow that gig. So so that was kind of fun, actually, having a week in Cairns.
Yeah, worst places. Worst places you could be stuck for a week. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I am, of course, speaking to Dave Faulkner from Hoodoo Gurus. Dave, you weren't able to celebrate with live gigs the way that you wanted to with the 40th anniversary, but 2022, all things going well, you will be back on the road. A huge run of shows. I did note no dates announced yet in Cairns, so we have to...
No, I'm afraid there's no tour up. Unfortunately, we can't get there on this one. It's a shame, but hopefully we'll get there afterwards, but not with the Dandy Warhols. There's a limited sort of window we can have limited with the two window. Bands together.
And what a fantastic fantastic band to travel with. Of course, people can jump on a plane. River Stage, one of my favourite venues in Australia. That will be incredible. That will be incredible.
Yeah, we first played there in Expo 88.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, incredible. So that's been how long that stage has been going. At least that's when it first happened, as far as I remember. Yes.
April is the 40th anniversary tour with the Dandy Warhols. You're also doing the Red Hot Summer Tour with the obviously incredible lineup, Jimmy Barnes, Diesel.
That's the one that came up to. We were there with Jimmy in April, in May, as I say. So that was our last show before it all went down time again.
There you go.
So we're picking up the shows that we hadn't been able to complete at that time.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing in January, February, around the New South Wales and Victoria.
Fantastic. And then the other big one, of course, is the Gurus are playing Blues Fest. Poor old Blues Fest. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they've had a rough trot. But, you know, it's going to be a good one this time. We got we're on just before Midnight Oil on Friday night.
Great.
So that's a big one as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And they're all friends of ours. You know, Rick's a very good friend of Rob Hurst.
Yes,
so they've been in bands together. So
That'll
be fun for us.
Fantastic. Dave Faulkner, congratulations on the new single. It is called Carry On. You can find it, as we mentioned, on all the streaming services. Check out the video as well. It's an absolute fantastic
tribute to our nurses, and it's a bit serious. So if you've had any sort of family dramas with hospitals and stuff, maybe don't watch this one. You know, I warn you now, because it is a little bit confronting.
It is indeed,
because it's trying to show what nurses go through emotionally as well, not just physically on a day to day basis, but also just we've got to realise that has a human cost as well for them.
Fantastic. Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. Make sure you come back to Cairns, if you can, next year.
Oh, are you kidding? Just drop us.
we'd love to see you here again. Congratulations on the new song. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gavin. Good on you, mate.